JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Grenville Child Care Facility gets counseling center, and Youth Ministry launches cultural passport. Also in our program, our child safety tips. Welcome to the journey. Thanks for joining us. The Grenville Child Care Facility in Trelawney now has a fully equipped state-of-the-art counseling center, which was established at a cost of approximately $12 million. The center, which was officially opened on June 24, boasts a furnished conference room, lounge, bathrooms, storage, and kitchen facilities. It is expected that the upgrading will greatly enhance the living conditions and holistic development of the more than 60 female wards at the institution. Addressing the ceremony, Senior Director of the Children's Affairs Division in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Grace Ann Stewart McFarlane, said the establishment of the center will allow for a more direct, personal, and hands-on counseling approach in addressing the needs of the children.
This project undoubtedly has an immeasurable value. As a ministry, we have taken a deliberate and strategic approach to ensure that every Jamaican child, including those that are in children's homes and places of safety, are given equal opportunities and resources that will foster their holistic development.
And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, recently unveiled its cultural passport, which will allow holders to access key cultural and heritage sites across Jamaica. Speaking at the unveiling, Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna noted that the project is aimed at helping the country's youth to understand their identity and what it means to be uniquely Jamaican. At least 40 young persons within all cultural clubs will receive the document, which will allow holders to attend cultural events free or at a reduced cost.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's 2-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Our community notice for today. The Scientific Research Council will on Tuesday, June 30, host Opportunity Quest 2015 at its office on Old Hope Road at 10:30 a.m. The aim is to provide small and medium-sized enterprises, manufacturers and agro-processors with options and opportunities for business creation and development in the areas of smoked meats and beverages. With the issue of climate change, we are experiencing rising temperatures. Thousands of persons in India and Pakistan have died from heat stroke, and our children are among the most vulnerable to this condition. Some tips to help beat the heat and prevent your child from possibly getting heat stroke. I believe the children are our future. Teach them. Never leave infants or children in a parked car, even if the windows are cracked open. Dress infants and children in loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Schedule outdoor activities carefully for morning and evening hours. And use sunscreen with at least sun protection factor and UV ray protection every time your child goes outside. Those tips are brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Join us on weekdays as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.